Krishna Book, Canto 16, Balaram, Chapter 65, Scene 3, Balaram Threatens Yamuna. Since the season was springtime, the breeze on the bank of the Yamuna was blowing very mildly, carrying the aroma of different flowers, especially the flower known as Kaumudi. Moonlight filled the sky and spread everywhere, and thus the banks of the Yamuna appeared to be very bright and pleasing, and thus Lord Balaram enjoyed the company of the gopis there. The demigod known as Varuna sent his daughter Varuni in the form of liquid honey oozing from the hollows of the trees. Because of this honey, the whole forest became aromatic, and the sweet aroma of the liquid honey, Varuni, captivated Balaramaji. Balaram and all the gopis became very much attracted by the taste of Varuni, and all of them drank it together. And while drinking this natural beverage, Varuni, all the gopis chanted the glories of Lord Balaram, and thus Lord Balaram felt very happy, as if he had become intoxicated by drinking that Varuni beverage. Balaram's eyes rolled in a pleasing attitude. Balaram was decorated with long garlands of forest flowers, and thus the whole situation appeared to be a great function of happiness because of this transcendental bliss. Lord Balaram smiled beautifully, and the drops of perspiration decorating his face appeared to be soothing morning dew. And while Balaram was in that happy mood, he desired to enjoy the company of the gopis in the water of the Yamuna. Therefore Balaram called Yamuna to come nearby. But Yamuna neglected the order of Balaramaji, considering him to be intoxicated. Lord Balaram became very much displeased at Yamuna's neglecting his order. Balaram immediately wanted to scratch the land near the river with his plowshare. Lord Balaram has two weapons, a plow and a club, and he takes service from them when they are required. So this time, Balaram wanted to bring the Yamuna by force, and so he took the help of his plow. Balaram wanted to punish Yamuna because she did not come in obedience to his order. Thus Balaram addressed Yamuna, "You wretched river, you did not care for my order. So now I shall teach you a lesson. You did not come to me voluntarily. So now with the help of my plow, I shall force you to come. I shall divide you into hundreds of scattered streams." And when Yamuna was threatened like this, she became greatly afraid of the power of Balaram, and immediately she came in person, falling at his lotus feet and praying, "My dear Balaram, you are the most powerful personality, and you are pleasing to everyone. Unfortunately, I forgot your glorious exalted position, but now I have come to my senses. For now I remember that you hold all the planetary systems on your head merely by your partial expansion of Sheshanag. You are the sustainer of the whole universe. My dear Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are full with six opulences. Because I forgot your omnipotency, I have mistakenly disobeyed your order, and thus I have become a great offender. But, my dear Lord Balaram, Please know that I am a surrendered soul unto you. You are very much affectionate to your devotees, and therefore, please excuse my impudence and my mistakes, and by your causeless mercy, may you now release me. Upon displaying this submissive attitude, Yamuna was forgiven, and when she came nearby, Lord Balaram wanted to enjoy the pleasure of swimming within her water, along with the other gopis, in the same way an elephant enjoys itself, along with its many she-elephants. After a long time, when Lord Balaram had enjoyed to his full satisfaction, he came out of the water, and immediately a goddess of fortune offered Balaram a nice blue garment and a valuable necklace made of gold. After taking bath in the Yamuna, Lord Balaram dressed in blue garments and was decorated with golden ornaments. Lord Balaram looked very attractive to everyone. Lord Balaram's complexion is white, and so when he was properly dressed, he looked exactly like the white elephant of King Indra in the heavenly planet. The river Yamuna still has many small branches due to its being scratched by the plowshare of Lord Balaram. And all these branches of the river Yamuna still glorify the omnipotency of Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram and the gopis enjoyed transcendental pastimes together every night for 2 months. And the time passed away so quickly that all those nights appeared to be only one night. In the presence of Lord Balaram, all the gopis and inhabitants of Vrindavan became as cheerful as they had been before in the presence of both brothers, Krishna and Balaram. Thus ends Chapter 65, Scene 3. Balaram threatens Yamuna. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this chapter from the previous Vaishnava Acharyas. Srila Sridharswami states that the gopis who enjoyed conjugal affairs with Sri Balaram during his visit to Gokula had not taken part in Sri Krishna's rasa dance because they were too young at that time. Srila Jiva Goswami confirms by quoting a phrase from the Bhagavatam, Gopyo Antarena Bhujayo. This indicates that there are particular gopis who act as Lord Balaram's girlfriends. And furthermore, he states that during the holy festivities celebrated when Krishna killed Shankachuda, the gopis Lord Balaram enjoyed were different from the ones Lord Krishna enjoyed. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti agrees with this explanation. Vishwanath also explains that Lord Balaram's conjugal pastimes took place in a small forest alongside the Yamuna, a place known as Sri Ram Ghat, which is far from the site of Sri Krishna's rasa dance. Srila Sridharswami explains that Varuni is a liquor distilled from honey. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti adds that the goddess Varuni, the daughter of Varuna, is the presiding deity of that particular divine liquor. Vishwanath also quotes the following statement from Sri Hari Vansha: Samipang Preshita Pitra Varunena Tavanaga Here, the goddess Varuni says to Lord Balaram, "My father, Varuna, has sent me to you, O sinless one." According to Srila Jiva Goswami, the goddess who appeared before Lord Balaram is an expansion of Srimati Kalindi, one of Lord Krishna's queens in Dwaraka. Jiva Goswami calls her a shadow of Kalindi, and Vishvanatha Chakravarti confirms that she is indeed an expansion of Kalindi, not Kalindi herself. Jiva Goswami also gives evidence from the Sri Hari Vamsa by quoting the statement Pratyubacharnava Vadhum. That goddess Yamuna is the wife of the ocean. The Hari Vamsa, therefore, also refers to her as Sagar Angana. Srila Sridharswami quotes the Vishnu Purana to show that the goddess Kanti mentioned herein is actually Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. Sent by Varuna, goddess Lakshmi then presented Balaram with a garland of unfading lotuses and also a pair of garments colored blue like the ocean. The great Bhagavatam commentator, Srila Sridharswami, also quotes the following statement from Sri Hari Vamsa, spoken by Goddess Lakshmi to Lord Balaram. O Lord, please accept as divine ornaments for your ears this single gold earring studded with diamonds, and also accept this primeval lotus called Padma. Kindly accept them, for this act of adornment is traditional. Finally, Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti points out that the goddess Lakshmi is the consort of the Lord's plenary expansion, Sankarsana, who belongs to the second Chatur Vyuha.